Bikini Atoll, a remote South Pacific paradise, lost in time. Then, in 1946, this faraway coral atoll became a nuclear test site. Over the next 12 years, 23 atomic tests wiped out every living thing for miles around. 60 years later, Bikini is still radioactive.
Spiking up. I think we should get out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time here.
But life abounds in unexpected ways.
They're keyed in. They know that we're here.
The sharks are
ready?
Back.
Yep. Now, down there now.
Oh,
but how is a mystery. Reef sharks don't migrate. So where did they come from? And how did they get here?
Right now we have about a dozen of the sharks feeding.
Ashlyn and Philippe Cousteau.
You guys ready?
Yeah, man, let's do it, boys.
Are on an expedition to solve the mystery of Bikini's nuclear sharks. Between the two armies was Appomattox Courthouse. It was a small place in a tobacco farming area. A few dozen structures clustered around the Richmond-Lynchburg stage road. A general store, a tavern and guest house, slave quarters and blacksmith shops. Perhaps 100 people in all. In this town, as in most of the South, life was based on farming. And farming was often based on slavery. Over half the people in the county were enslaved. What was about to happen in McLean's parlor would change their lives forever. It would change everything.